And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Peter Carey, born in Victoria, Australia, in 1943, whose book of stories, The Fat Man in History, got great reviews in 1974. He wrote a series of dark, surrealist novels, then moved to New York, where one day he saw a series of paintings at the Met depicting a horse thief and murderer named Ned Kelly, who was kind of a folk hero in Australia. Carey tried to explain to his American friends who Ned Kelly was, and that gave him the idea to write a novel about him, which came out in 2000, The True History of the Kelly Gang, which won a Booker Prize for Peter Carey. His most recent novel, Theft, a Love Story, came out last year. Peter Carey, who said, "Self-knowledge does not necessarily help a novelist. It helps a human being a great deal, but novelists, as we know, are often appalling human beings." It's the birthday of two famous composers, Johannes Brahms, born in Hamburg in 1833, and Peter Tchaikovsky, born 7 years later in Votkinsk, Russia, in 1840. Brahms, one of the few composers whose work was recognized in his own life. His first well-known composition, his German Requiem, 1868, commemorating the death of his mother. It's the birthday of the poet Jenny Joseph, born in Birmingham, England, 1932, who in 1960, when she was just 28, published a poem called Warning that began with the line, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple," which began to spread around the world among people who don't usually read poetry. It was photocopied and passed around. People pasted it up on their refrigerators. It was read at funerals and senior citizen homes and printed on cards and T-shirts and posters. And in 1996, in a poll conducted by the BBC, it was voted as Britain's favorite post-war poem. Somehow, as it became popular, Jenny Joseph's name as the author was lost. But today she's considered one of the foremost contemporary British poets. Jenny Joseph, who said, "I can't stand purple, it doesn't suit me." Here's a poem for today by Linda McCarriston entitled Birthday Girl, 1950, for my mother. The day the package came from Sears, you were ironing and smoking in the one slab of light that elbowed in between our three-decker and the next one. World Series time, and the radio bobbing on the square end of the board told over what you already knew. "The Sox are the same old bunch of bums," you said, slamming the iron into some navy gabardine. The smells of work clothes, tide, and oil rose up together in steam around you like the roar of the crowd at Fenway and the shouts downstairs of Imalda getting belted around her kitchen at noon. Some people can make anything out of anything else. If you still can, remember that day like this. You douse your cigarette and squat down close. I open the box, addressed only to me, and find inside the pair of sandals you call Harlequin, with straps as many-colored as a life. I'm happy. You buckle them on me. Every room is dark but where we are. Every other room is empty. A poem by Linda McCarriston, Birthday Girl, 1950, from her collection Talking Soft Dutch, published by Texas Tech Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org, and by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.